Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Tuesday with Victor Dominguez, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The New York-based ride-hailing and service company Gett is considering an IPO in London and Tel Aviv. It would list this year's end, and the company connects riders with other transport providers. Also owns rideshare company Juno. Gett expects profitability by the end of the year and raised $693 million to date. Slack announces enterprise key management, enabling organizations that run the enterprise version of the app to control and revoke their encryption keys via Amazon Web Services. It targets government and regulated industries like healthcare and financial services. WhatsApp is testing integrated reverse image search by Google. It enables a user to determine the source and veracity of a given image. The new feature, along with an in-app web browser, could help combat fake news on the platform. Rumors and fake news on WhatsApp have led to attacks and killings in India. The UK is testing its first full-size autonomous bus in Manchester. The bus manufacturer Alexander Dennis and Fusion Processing provided the single-deck bus. The transit operator Stagecoach is conducting the trial. The testing is limited to parking, maneuvering through a bus wash, and other station-related tasks. The US financial technology group FIS have unveiled plans to buy Worldpay in a $43 billion deal that would make it one of the biggest providers of the industry that powers banks and payments. The deal by Fidelity National Information Services, an acquisitive Florida-based company, is the latest in a string of mergers and acquisitions by payments providers. Spurred by the sector's rapid growth as customers shift from cash to paying with cards or online. A Chinese university in Hangzhou is using AI to monitor attendance. Students sign in with a verification code on their mobile phones, and a voice assistant issues reminders about lateness or absences and records the reason a class was missed. More than half of the courses at the university have adopted the system, and attendance rates are up by 7%. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.